And it's 8:36 on a Friday. We're going to have Community Connection on the way next. Brought to you by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, Tallgrass Motors, and Arnold Moore in Niekamp Funeral Home. Stay tuned for Community Connection here on K1.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
And we're going to continue with a Community Connection now. Joining us from the Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition is Debbie Cook and Nolan Jones. Guys, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing great and glad to be with you. And really appreciate again for the Potters allowing us to come in and spread our word and message to you. And sometimes it's, you'll think it's pretty repetitive, but once a month we kind of need to remember some of the things about our friends and families and where we can help them.
And what is your guys' message as a suicide prevention coalition here in Washington County?
Okay, Washington County Suicide Prevention Coalition, we have kind of three different things. And one of them is on training, of course, and one of them is intervention, and then postvention. We have those people who hopefully will be able to get to us through the medical department over Grand Lake Medical Department and mental health, and they can come in and we'll get assessments and get referrals to them so that we can work with that person. We have family members that we take for granted every day, and when sometimes they're not acting the same, and 3 or 4 days into it, we say, hey, wait a minute, this is not normal for Bobby. What's going on with Bobby? And we need to talk. Same thing for neighbors or at Walmart or anywhere else you're at. Out if you see somebody that's just sitting by themselves and sobbing and really upset and so forth, you may be the only person that's going to be coming along to help them. So we want to be able to help you get some information about how you can assess that as far as risk, how seriousness it is, if it needs to get to the emergency room, or if you can refer them out to the mental health group, and they will start that process of trying to figure it out what it is. Also, if you're out there thinking with suicide this morning in your mind or anything, remember that you always have an expert at 1-800-273-8255. And give them an opportunity to talk with you and try to do that. We are the hope begins for that person with you and I. We have, in this our country, we have every 16 minutes someone in the U.S. dies by suicide. That's an incredible, lousy record that we don't need to keep, but we continue to hang around that 15, 16, 17 minutes that someone dies by suicide. And about 2 or 3 minutes later, that means that up to 50 people that know that person through work-related issues, through school, through their family, through their neighborhoods, are trying to figure out, what happened to Bobby? What happened to this thing that I walked by every day? Why couldn't I see it? And we're going to talk about QPR. That's where question, persuade, and refer. We have a program that's free to all people who groups, churches, organizations can call in, and we'll make arrangements for them. It's an hour program when we try to keep it to about 30 people at a time. And we can take you through that QPR process. That's question. That's, again, seeing that person and realizing that, hey, you're the only person here besides them, and you're there to help. You become a gatekeeper to be able to help them and step up and find out what the problem is. If you can't help them and you're just not into it enough, call that 1-800 number And there will be experts out there all the time that will talk with them, talk them down, see what the problem is, and allow you to take care of them for that immediate moment. And then we'll have the professionals start working with that. And that's where we get into the mental health issue of it. And we can get that underway and start getting some treatment for them and get them some help. We had a person in with us. It's always a good story that I like to tell. Is we had Kevin Hines. He's a great talker now all over the world, and he has movies and things. And we had him. We were fortunate enough to afford him back before he got popular. And we got him in here about 4 years ago, and he had jumped off the San Francisco Bridge when he was 19. There's been 3,300, I believe it was, documented deaths, suicides off the bridge, and at night, how you ever keep track of everybody, you know you won't. But he was one of 33 people who jumped off and survived. He broke every bone in his back and his body and so forth, and now he's recovered all that. He's got a family. He's got everything. But on that day that he jumped from the bridge, his mind kept telling him, I've got to get rid of myself. My family doesn't need me. He was from Mexico. His family was in jail for drugs. And he had a brother, and he who was put out into a foster home, and it was a banker person. And this one day, he had been working so much that he hearing this thing in his mind talking to him, and he went to his father, that foster father, and told him goodbye. He went to the school, checked out all these books out of the locker, told his teachers goodbye, and walked toward the bridge. And he could hear nothing but kept telling him to jump. He got on the bridge, and while he's up there, he says, I could talk myself down off this bridge if one person would talk to me or smile at me. And here he is by himself up on the bridge and the pedestrian part of it, and he's trying to go over. A lady starts hollering at him about waving her hands and come up to him, and he was, maybe this is my smile. She handed him her cell phone and said, would you take a picture of me with San Francisco in the background? He did. She never said thanks. She just went running back down off the bridge to her other friends, and he said, I've got to do it. He jumped off the bridge, and as soon as he cleared the railing, he said, help me, God. This is the biggest mistake I've ever made. Help me keep my feet straight when I hit. And Lord, save me. And when he hit the water, he was going from fairly light water at that time. I mean, light under the water. And below him was completely dark, and he kept getting bumped, which he thought was sharks. It was going to end his life. And he finally passed out. He knew he had to get back to the top, and he was trying to get to the top, and something kept bumping him. And a person had saw this happen off the bridge at a distance and had called in for the Coast Guard. And they were just about a half a mile away doing some work at one of the other pillars on the bridge. And when they get up there, there are three SEALs in the bay that are bumping him up to the top. And that was just for a smile. He could have avoided that. And for some way, God let him survive. And he is one of the best talkers in the world right now on suicide prevention. We've got a documentary, a 60-minute documentary that we're going to show at our summit this summer. And in September the 12th here at the Bartlesville Community Center, along with our other program. And it's going to really be an interesting night. And we hope that you put that on your calendar. Again, remember the 800 number. That's for you to be able to get to if you don't have any experts around, 800-273-8255. And none of us have to be experts. We just have to be attentive, smile, eye contact, talk them down, talk them back out to where they're into reason. And the hope begins with you, remember. And we have the first Thursday night of each month, we have a Survivors for Suicide meeting at the library. It's a confidential, closed-door type issue. Sometimes we have had up to 15. Most of the time we have one or two. Sometimes we just have the two people who are there to talk with them. But it's always good whether we have others or not, because we've all experienced that suicide. In my lifetime, I've had 14 now 15 suicides that I've been actively involved with either my friends or my employees or my family. And it just, you never get over it, and everybody grieves differently and has a different grieving process. So we always have to help with our survivors and help them try to get through that. And we're always ready to talk to you. Again, question, persuade, refer. We'd love to have you be able to do more of that. And we're always available. If you would call us at 918-876-3056, there will be a person answer from the mental health department and get you back in touch with the right person. We have five people that are now trained for QPR in the county, and we're hoping to be able to have one or two of these meetings a month for each one of us, and so we can spread the word much faster than we've have in the past. But again, hope, you are the hope for that person. Let's talk about opiate crisis for just a moment. The opiate crisis, we try to tie into our summit because when a person dies from suicide, 80% of those people have drugs and or alcohol in their bloodstream. And it's something that is eating our nation alive with the opiate crisis. With us today is Deb Cook, and she was went down in Atlanta to a summit about that. And I'll have you say a few words there, please.
Okay, good morning, and thank you again for having us on. Yes, there were seven of us representing Washington County Wellness Initiative who met in Atlanta in April for the 2019 National Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit. We all spread out and attended different workshops during the four-day summit, and we're going to utilize what we learned to plan our 2019-2020 strategies and activities to help eradicate the opioid drug epidemic.
And what are some of your strategies, if I may ask?
We have a lot of strategies. The main one is prevention. We want to hopefully prevent people from getting into a problem of overdosing on drugs or even taking drugs to solve their problems. We go along with preventing increased awareness. Education is key. We want to provide effective policies. Intervention is just the best thing that we can do. And then after that, helping if there are people who are addicted to drugs in any way.
And what state officers represented Oklahoma at the conference that you went to in Atlanta?
Okay, there were a lot of U.S. congressmen who were there. We even had President Trump and Melania who were there. I think there were so many, and I did not attend all the workshops. There were so many, I don't really know all the names of them. But the key thing to remember is that they're with us, they support us, and one of them stated that substance abuse is a priority for the U.S. Congress.
And what breakout studies and topics of priority or importance to you?
So there were so many well-informed speakers who were eager to share what they're passionate about. I think we all know that there is an unprecedented rise in drug overdose in the U.S. A more recent danger is people can't be sure what they're getting in their drugs. One action that was emphasized was prevention. That's critical. We need to work together as a community not only to prevent but to treat those suffering from an addiction, and in doing so without judgment. Assessment and treatment needs to be individualized and also immediate. Too many are falling through the cracks by not getting the help when they need it. One sad truth is drugs are pouring into our country, and people are mixing drugs. This is very dangerous. I think one main thing to remember is we need to be educated, and that's one thing that Washington County Wellness Initiative are well aware of. You need to care about without judging those who are affected, and prevent when we can and treat when necessary.
And it must have been a large crowd at this conference, is that right?
Yeah.
There were thousands. Yeah. We filled the room when President Trump and Melania were there. Over, I would say, 3,000.
You know, this, when we talk about opiate and so forth, one person dies in America every 20 minutes with an opiate overdose, one that was prescribed to them. Every 25 minutes, a baby is born in America that is addicted to opiate painkillers. That is a really traumatic statistic that we constantly have to work with. And what are we doing in Oklahoma about it? Last year at our summit, we had Attorney General Mike Hunter, who was here and telling us about all the things that he had filed lawsuits in Oklahoma against the pharmaceutical companies, against doctors who had continued to over-prescribe from what was necessary that resulted in deaths of patients. And he was quite informative about what he was trying to do. And his date out there in the future was May 28th, 2019. Next Tuesday at Cleveland, Oklahoma, there will be the lawsuits will start of the ones that are in Oklahoma. That is Johnson & Johnson and Teva are the two that are left. You probably heard about the rest of them where they had a $270 million settlement here a while back that sets up a national opiate reaction group that we set up in Tulsa through the OSU. And so that is very important. But remember, this will be a televised event at Cleveland, Oklahoma on Tuesday. Look up your TV channels and find what that is, and you can hear as the lawsuit goes on about what has been happening the last 20 years in the big five pharmaceutical companies in trying to maximize dollars and really not look the other way on the addiction process.
And all right, I think that's about all the time we have on our Community Connection for this Friday. Nolan, Debbie, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and I hope you guys have a good rest of your week, and I look forward to talking to you next time.
Thank you, Garrett.
Thank you. Thank you very much.